Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Steve Jones Show. Steve Jones Show today, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance. Find out just how much they can help you out with service, and then find out how much you can save with price, because that's what matters at Kratzer Insurance. Steve Jones joining us from the Sunbury Motor Studio right now, as a matter of fact.
I love when you open the show.
I'm sure everybody else does, too.
There's an air of confidence to it that just is so lacking. I hear you open the show sometimes, and I feel like I'm watching Major League. Monty, take over. I'm in the bag.
Fly Bam. Ball. Caught.
Fly ball. Caught. Kevin opens the show.
I always leave in a different direction than what you want to go. So, you know,
I want to talk about sports, and you want to talk about stuff that everybody sits back and goes, huh?
It would appear that way, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Kevin wants to talk about auto racing in the Olympics. Stream dies. All right.
I don't have the sound of crickets, but maybe I should get that sound effect.
Yeah. Something other is stream numbers die. Well, Willie Randolph. Looks like we're going to have him on Friday.
Not Kevin confirmed yet, but it's close.
Kevin wanted to reject the interview. You should have read the tag. I'm looking at the text going, what?
Well, he only has about 8 minutes, so.
So what?
Okay.
So what?
Well, you like long interviews, so.
No, doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. Well, we're working on that. Not exactly confirmed yet, but looking pretty good.
I think the Yankee fans will love that.
I would agree with you.
Get Willie Randolph on.
I saw him play in person.
But again, there's another guy, as an example. We talked about Chase Utley the other day. All right. And I know you're a major proponent of Chase Utley being in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I would like to see it, but I understand that it's a long shot.
Look at Willie Randolph.
Yes, that's a very good comparison.
Willie Randolph is a marvelous baseball player. Marvelous. Really, really good. Not in the Hall of Fame. And if you were to ask me which guy I would take, if I had to pick one of the two, with all due respect, I think I would pick Willie Randolph.
I wouldn't argue with that.
I mean, Utley has better power, but it doesn't matter. It's just that's apples and oranges.
Well, you were...
Apples and oranges. Howard Kelman's going to join us today, the play-by-play voice of the Indianapolis Indians.
Which is the Pirates affiliate, right?
Yes, Gregory Polanco was called up today. Now, unfortunately for the Pirates, it happens because Neil Walker had an appendectomy. So they can't get all the pieces at the same time.
That being said, Pirates fans right now are rejoicing because they've been waiting for his call-up, and the Pirates have been waiting for, what do they call it, the two...
Rule 2.
The Rule 2. Yeah, they were waiting for the Rule 2 time to pass so they didn't have to give him arbitration earlier.
Right. Yeah, but they're not really rejoicing because the reason he's called up is because Neil Walker.
That's true.
Who's been their second best player all season long, a guy that's having an all-star worthy season, has an appendectomy, and it's not one of those things like, ah, okay, I feel better, and he's back in a week. He's not going to be back in a week.
He tweeted this morning he's sorry he's going to miss his he's going to miss Polanco's debut.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the reason he got called up, so they're not rejoicing. I mean, they're rejoicing he's there, but not the reason why.
Well, I mean, they're rejoicing because they have a 350 hitter right now coming up. Was he hitting 357?
Yeah. Yeah, but here's the deal. I believe that lineup-wise tonight, their infield tonight is Josh Harrison, Clint Barmas, Jordy Mercer, and you sit back and go, really? I mean, Lehigh Valley's playing Indianapolis tonight. There might be two better infields there.
I'm just picturing that.
I'm just telling you. And remember, Lehigh Valley occasionally plays with bacon on the hats. Dave in Sunbury. Dave in Sunbury.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Dave. Our pleasure is always to hear from you.
Well, a couple of quick things. First of all, about 10 minutes ago, across the ticker in CBS Sports, Bob Welsh played the Dodgers and the A's.
Yeah, he struck out Reggie Jackson. Yeah.
Well, he struck out on life.
Yeah, he battled, I think it was alcohol for a long time.
Yeah, well, he just died.
Yeah, great fastball, great young prospect. Alcohol ended up getting him along the way. It's too bad.
Two other things. There's a rumor out there that Robin Amaro Jr. is trying to get Chase Utley out on a waiver, you know, trying to draft, you know, trade either Dodgers or the Giants, and the two names are coming up.
Well, I mean, the Phillies are at a point, the same point that we talked about each of the last 2 years we've talked about it when they get to this point. Right? Who can, will the Phillies be buyers or sellers? And in each case, I felt the Phillies should be a seller. Well, they're in that position again. They're in that position again where you sit back and you try to replenish the franchise with prospects.
Yeah, and right now is the best time to do it.
Well, he said time and time again, though, that the Phillies, that he doesn't think the Phillies will be sellers come that point this year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, the same token is, he does that, but Billy Beane gets results. I mean, you know.
Oh, he does. There's no question Billy Beane gets results. I mean, you look at Josh Donaldson as an example. He's a heck of a player. They've got plenty of pitching. They're just good, solid players. He gets a veteran like Coco Crisp that gets in there and plays well. Brandon Moss hits with some power. They get Reddick to play as well. I mean, they've got a nice balance and mix with that club, and it's not just all homegrown.
No, and he doesn't go over skis like some, but the person. But also quickly, I had you on the air, just wishing you a happy Father's Day on the weekend.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be broadcasting baseball in Williamsport on Father's Day night.
Just say, you know, because the old saying goes, I know what it's like to be a dad, and
yep,
dealing with things that come out of clear out of the blue. They keep you hopping, don't they, folks?
they sure do. And I was very, very lucky in my lifetime. My father, who passed away, it'll be 10 years this year. My father was somebody, was a brilliant man. A quiet man, but an absolutely brilliant man. Very confident man. He decided at one point in his lifetime that he wanted to leave Pratt & Whitney Aircraft, where he worked in experimental. Among the things that he worked on when he was at Pratt & Whitney, he worked on the 747 engines in experimental. And he decided he wanted to be his own man. So he started his own business from scratch. And, you know, there are ups and downs to any business. Sometimes even when you have a lot of work coming in, it also means there might be some people not paying you for all that work that you're doing. So there are ups and downs to it. But the guy was a tremendous success. And I think idealistically in his heart, my father really would have loved me to take over the business. But to his credit, he saw that I loved something else and that I, too, wanted to be my own guy. And so instead of pushing me and prodding me, which he did not do, right, he supported me. And what he did was, I remember when I was a junior in college, and I had done a series of basketball games when I was a sophomore at Penn State Wilkes-Barre campus. And I was assigned to do the Penn State Syracuse basketball game in Rec Hall, which was a big deal for me. It was a big, you know, Syracuse was really good. Jim Boeheim was coach. This is 1978. My dad drove from Connecticut with a buddy of his all the way out to the game and sat in the stands and listened to me do the game. You know, and that's just the way he was. In other words, he just, in his own quiet way, he always was made sure that he was there and he emotionally supported decisions I made, even though that if you were to really draw him out, because, I mean, I worked summers for him all the time. I mean, I could make, literally, I would make parts, Dave, right off of blueprints. I mean, and I'm talking the tolerance on these blueprints were 5,000ths and 10,000ths. And I was actually pretty good at it, working on brakes and tool and die and things like that for my dad. And I'd do that in the summers from college, and I would do that on vacations. And he, I know, wanted me to take over his business. But instead of pushing and prodding me, he let me be my own man. And I mean, that's a really special person that does that.
Well, Steve, you know, I let you talk because your dad, well, my dad, he had a 126-acre farm, plus he worked second shift at a dye house besides. His hands were two and a half times the size of mine. We call him Paul. Because he had real meat hooks. When he got a hold of you, you didn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? And if he started going down the names, there was eight of us, right? If you're the last name, Katie barred the door because you're the guy in trouble.
Well, I'll tell you, you want to get, I'll say this, you didn't want to get my dad mad either, okay? You didn't want to be, it's one thing you did want to avoid. You wanted to avoid dad's. Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Steve. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, you don't want to get him mad. Dad's mad. And it took a lot to get him mad, okay? And of the two of them, my mother was the talker. And so he always had this every time. And when he'd had enough, he'd say, "Stop nagging me, Barb." My mother, okay, mother's Catholic, was Catholic, and my father's Methodist. Well, growing up, Catholics are not supposed to have meat on Fridays during Lent. While I was growing up, they hadn't changed the rule. It was supposed to be every Friday. So my mother made a macaroni and tuna salad every Friday. So one day, I don't know how old I was at the time. I may have been 16 or 17 at the time. We sit down. It was the summertime. Mother put the plate at Friday night, put it down in front of him. He looked at it. He picked up his fork. He goes, "Barb, I hate this junk." It took a long time to get there, but he finally spilled it. That's the last night we had that. Every Friday night. So if I'm 17, it must have been for 19 straight years. That's what he had on Friday night. He picked up his fork and he put it down. He goes, "I hate this junk."
You got to love when you can tell the day of the week by what you're having for dinner.
Like I said, he didn't say a lot, but when he did, you listened. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant, Mills, and Northumberland. Service price mean everything to them because they know it means everything to you. Auto, home, life, business insurance, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant, Mills, and Northumberland. We'll come back. Howard Kellman, Indianapolis Indians, on minor league baseball in a few moments.
Award-winning news 7 days a week.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Being regaled with baseball stories.
You asked.
It's my fault. All right. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant, Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Kratzers have served the Valley for more than 50 years, and their motto is simple, service and price. They know it means everything to you, thus it means everything to them. That's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant, Mills, and Northumberland. Here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I did not get a text last night. On a night where there was apparently success.
Yeah. The boys won the game 6-4.
You know, why am I out of the loop?
I don't know. I just didn't send it. It was a very exciting game, and
the kid slipped my mind. Kid gets a swinging bunt, and I get like 8 detailed messages. I'm like, well okay.
He went 2 right. for 2 last night, stole a base, and scored twice.
Stole a base and scored twice. He missed the plate once, but that's good.
But he went back and touched it in time. His comment was, that's it. I'm hanging up the cleats. It doesn't get any better than that.
Wow. If that's the high water mark, that's sad.
It depends on how you look at it. Listen, do we have time to, or should I save it for later, why I think the Phillies are not going to be sellers?
You can save it for later.
Figured you were going to tell me that.
Yeah, let's pick a time.
No. 4:06 sounds great to me.
How about Saturday?
No. I'm busy.
I give you a full 24-hour window and you say no?
Well, I don't think I can cover a full 24 hours. That's the problem.
I see. Well, we'll talk about it at 4:06. Howard Kellman, the reason is we have a guest. Howard Kellman is the play-by-play voice of the Indianapolis Indians. He has been the play-by-play voice of the Indianapolis Indians for 38 years. I mean, I don't know what it is about the water in Indiana. Don Fisher's been with the Hoosiers for 40 seasons. Howard now 38 seasons. Howard, welcome. It's really great to have you on the show.
Great to have you. Great to be aboard, Steve. And I did speak with Neil Walker's father, Tom, earlier today, and Neil hopes to be out of the hospital later today.
All right. Sounds good. Let's talk about Gregory Polanco for a moment. I had him for a total of 10 at-bats here. He got one hit. Tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing from him on a day-by-day basis in Indianapolis.
Well, he has a chance to be an outstanding major league player. He excels in all phases. He can hit for average, hit for power, run, field, and throw. He's also a terrific young man with a very good attitude who tries to get better all the time. And he is dominated for over 2 months in the International League, and I'm very happy for him and for the Pirates. It's really a great day for them.
Let's talk just a bit. He got off to a scorching hot start. Then, the way he's been playing, he did have one little bit of a lull. It's always how you adjust. Howard, what did you see in his adjustments that showed you that he has staying power?
Well, what you're saying is exactly right. And what happened was, the first 3 weeks, they just came after him. And he dominated, as you said. And then all of a sudden, pitchers started really working on him, moving the ball around, changing speeds. And he had to make the adjustment. It took him a little while, a few games, and he did so. So I think it was very good for him to have stayed in Indianapolis and not gotten a quick promotion to the big leagues, because I like to see a player deal with some adversity at the AAA level before he goes to the big leagues, because I don't care how good you are, even if you're a Hall of Famer, you'll deal with adversity in the big leagues. So I think it's all worked out very well, and the changes were the off-speed stuff. Mm-hmm. They moved the ball around, and he made the adjustment.
Let's talk about the city itself, because, you know, obviously the Pacers have done well. The Colts have been incredible. It's also a great city hosting events. I've obviously done enough Big Ten tournament basketball games at Bankers Life. What about the Indians? Where do they fit in the landscape in the summertime in Indianapolis?
Well, the Indianapolis Indians led all of minor league baseball in attendance last season, 637,000. Our ballpark, Victory Field, will be 18 years old in July. However, people say that new Indians ballpark, because our operations
department
at Farmers,
we make you smarter
done a great
about
job
insurance, because what you don't know can hurt you.
So,
what if you didn't know that?
Yes, we're not the Pacers, we're not the Colts. And with those particular teams and in the major leagues, the outcome of the game is everything to the fans. While the Indianapolis Indian fans would prefer to see them win, it's the experience there and in minor league baseball that means so much.
What has made Indianapolis a really, really good sports city? Because if you're drawing 600,000 plus for minor league baseball, number one in the minors, to go with everything I just talked about and hosting a Super Bowl and hosting the Big Ten football championship game, what is it about the city that makes it tick where sports are so important?
Well, I think what happened was in the late 1970s, you had the private sector, the public sector, and there's great cooperation between the private and public sectors in Indianapolis. And there was an attitude of, what can we do to grow our city and to make it a special city? And the attitude was, look, we're the crossroads of America. We have more interstates going through it than any other city, so we're centrally located. Let's do it with sports. And they started with the Amateur Sports Festival. Yep. And the Pan Am Games. They built the Hoosier Dome, then got the Colts, and so it just snowballed to the point, as you said, where a few years ago we had a Super Bowl. And the feeling is, we know we're not New York, we're not Chicago, we're not Los Angeles, but we can have a major impact as a city as well, and that's the way we did it.
Amazing. If now, baseball's not talking about expanding, but if they were to add two more to get to 32, do you think Indianapolis could be a viable candidate?
I'm not sure about that because you have Cincinnati, mm-hmm. you have the Cubs, the White Sox, and St. Louis, and there could be opposition from those parties about Indianapolis getting a major league team. So I wouldn't count on that happening. I think the situation is very, very good in Indianapolis with the AAA team, with the Pacers and the Colts.
Right.
So I think things are good the way they are.
Okay. That's an interesting answer. We talked about Gregory Polanco. Who else is on your radar where you say to yourself, you know what, I see something in that guy where he can be with the Pirates?
Well, there, when you look at a ball club, there are always guys that can help. I mean, Chris Dickerson has played very, very well offensively for this ball club, and he runs well. He steals bases, hit over 300. He has had a few injuries. He could certainly help. But, you know, an impact player like Polanco doesn't come along very often.
Right.
In the years I've been here, and that's almost 40 years, the four biggest prospects among position players are Polanco, Andrew McCutchen, Eric Davis, and Larry Walker.
Oh, well, okay, that's a shabby group. Yeah, that is quite a statement. Jeff Locke was just called up, had a start here with Gerrit Cole going to the DL. How well had he been doing in Indianapolis?
He hadn't been doing that well, just so-so. And he rose to the occasion on Sunday, and boy, did he pitch a great game.
Yeah, he did.
Now, another guy who could really help the Pirates, who's on the Indianapolis roster, another pitcher is Vance Worley.
Yes.
Who had success with the Phillies a few years ago before coming down with arm problems. Worley competes really well, and I think down the road he might be helping the Pirates. Right now, he is not on the 40-man roster, but if they need him, and they might down the road, that change could be made.
How do you view AAA? What did, you know, you're there every single day. In fact, I think you're at Lehigh Valley today. How do you view it on a day-by-day basis?
Oh, I love it. Just for me personally, I mean, the greatest thing in the world is to be at the ballpark every day and broadcast a baseball game, and I've been fortunate to do that my entire adult life. So it's been wonderful. The changes that I have seen, you know, the conditions were not very good years ago in AAA baseball. Now they're outstanding. You mentioned this ballpark here in Lehigh Valley in Allentown. It opened in 2008 when the Ottawa franchise moved here. Beautiful ballpark. Great facility. Victory Field. Beautiful, as I said. 18 years old in July.
Right.
The Charlotte Knights have opened up a new downtown ballpark this year. It's spectacular. So the conditions are wonderful, and it's very, very good quality baseball. The biggest difference between AAA and the big leagues, I think, is consistency. And a guy will have as good a stuff here as he will in the big leagues, but just command of his pitches could be the difference sometimes.
Hey, let's stay with that theme for a moment, because the Pirates had really, really good pitching last year, and we just mentioned Jeff Locke was called up because of the Gerrit Cole DL situation. When you look at the staff that they have in Indianapolis, you know, we mentioned Locke being with them now. Is there anybody else you think could be a help down the road if they were to stay in the race?
Yeah, as I just said a moment ago, Vance Worley would be
Worley,
the next guy
that I would think of. Yeah.
And, of course, Brandon Compton was with Indianapolis earlier this year, too, so we had quite a rotation. But Vance Worley competes very, very well, and I think possibly could be a help to the Pirates.
Right. Interesting. Now, what about the travel part of it? You're obviously in Lehigh Valley today, in Allentown today. Talk about the travel on the AAA level that people may not be familiar with.
Well, we'll take a bus ride back to Indianapolis after the game, probably about 10 hours, but we have sleeper buses now, and that's relatively new. And we are doing more travel by bus than we used to. We used to go more by plane. And quite frankly, most of us, and I'm among them, would prefer to get on a bus, sleep in a sleeper bus maybe 4, 5, 6 hours, than to have to get up 4 a.m. to fly, which is what usually happens on these travel days when you fly. We only have 4 flights all season, 4 different times when we travel by plane, and we've done 3 of those. So there's bus travel, but the sleeper buses are good. And the good thing is, when you have these out-of-division trips that require a long bus ride, you stay in a city for 4 days. So what we did was we began this trip with a long bus ride to Syracuse, about 10 and a half hours, played four games there, took a 3-hour and 15-minute bus ride to Allentown, mm-hmm. and wrap up a four-game series tonight here and then bus home.
I'm sorry, all my Big Ten stuff, I'm so spoiled. I'd rather fly.
Well, if you can get a nonstop flight, we'd all rather fly, but yeah. that's the... Now, from Indianapolis to Charlotte, we can get a nonstop, but most right. of the places in this league, you can't. And because of that, you'd rather, it's a 6 or 7 hour day if you're connecting planes.
Right.
So because of that, I'd rather take a bus, and I think most of the players would too.
How long does it take you to start really to get to know some of these guys?
Well, I may say a little, a few of them during spring training. And you like to gradually get to know them. Gregory Polanco, by the way, a very respectful, polite, pleasant young man, always has been. And he has been hounded by the media in the last few weeks and all kinds of requests. And so he's certainly prepared in that respect when he goes to the big leagues. But you get to know them gradually. I go to the gym with many of the players each morning when we're on the road. So you get to know them in that setting as well, talking to them there. And that's one of the beauties to me about broadcasting baseball
yeah.
that I love so much when you're around the batting cage and the clubhouse is that the tidbits you may compile, the anecdotes you may compile during the day and incorporating those into the broadcast. And that's one of the reasons I love baseball broadcasting.
Howard, enjoy it very much. Appreciate the time. I know you have to get running, and I'm the same with you. I enjoy the broadcasting a baseball game. It's only like being at the ballpark on a summer night where you get to sit there and talk about it.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you guys very much. Really enjoyed it.
Same here, Howard. Thank you so much. Best of luck the rest of the summer.
It's Howard Kelman, play-by-play voice of the Indianapolis Indians. Gregory Polanco called up by the Pirates. Unfortunately, it also means that Neil Walker had an appendectomy. And as he said, he talked to Neil Walker's dad, Tom. And Neil Walker expects to be released from the hospital later today. So at least that's good. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Everybody shout, boom, 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 for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout.
And welcome back to the Steve Jones Show as we finish up talking Pirates baseball. Polanco going to be wearing number 25, understand,
okay,
tonight,
okay.
Steve.
I thought you handled that really. What the heck were you doing over there?
What do you mean, what was I doing? I was doing what I always do. Were you on the phone with Ham again?
No comment.
Well, he's due.
No comment.
It's usually once a week.
No comment. All right. So you say that the Phillies should not be sellers.
No, that's not what I say. I said I don't think the Phillies can be sellers.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. If they weren't dealing Utley, would you feel differently?
No, I don't think. I still don't think they can be sellers. And I don't think it's because they don't want to be, and it has nothing to do with my admiration for Chase Utley and wanting him to stay as a Philly. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, I know, are you sitting down? Because this is twice in 1 week, Steve. It has to do with economics in baseball.
Okay.
I mean,
I understand that.
Let's face it. Mike Adams might have been a possibility, but on the DL. Fourth time in a year and a half now, or less than that. Then Cliff Lee, $65 million over the next 2.5 years, also injured. A.J. Burnett, injured. Well, he hasn't been injured, but he's got two years left and $22 million on a contract, and he hasn't been pitching too well, and he also needs hernia surgery. Cole Hamels, owed $107 million over the next 4.5 years. I don't see anybody taking him. Maybe the Dodgers could handle that. I don't know if the Papelbon is probably the only guy that the Phillies could legitimately trade, but he's still even owed about $20 million through 2015.
What about your buddy, Captain Hustle? Jimmy Rollins.
See, I don't see them. Here's why I don't see him getting traded.
I don't, that good?
No, because of the no trade clause. He's been in the organization for, what, 18 years? He has a home. He has a home in the Jersey suburbs. He's really ingrained in the area now. I just don't see him saying, sure, I'll pick up and move for another year and a half of my career.
If I meant winning, I would.
But he's already won. I mean, if he did not have a World Series ring, you might make an argument there. But he's got one. So what benefit does another one have?
I don't know. Depends on what your thirst is for your career.
Now, as for Chase Utley, Chase is another one of those guys that can deny a trade. Why he would want to leave after going almost the end of the season and becoming a free agent before signing. He does have numbers that would make him tradable because he's having an all-star season. But I just don't see the Phillies in position right now to be a legitimate seller. They are maybe record-wise, they're the worst in the National League, but the big difference between them and Tampa Bay, who's the worst team in Major League Baseball with the record, is the fact that the Phillies have an enormously high payroll.
Last year, you were on vacation at the time, so I did a poll as to who you would trade. Guess who was number one by a wide margin?
Well, I would have guessed Chase Utley last year before the signing of the contract.
Ryan Howard.
Nobody's going to take him. It's too much money.
We had one call after another. I'm talking about the Philly fans. We had one. We must have taken seven or eight calls in a span of like 45 minutes. They all said Ryan Howard.
I don't see a problem with it. I just don't see anybody taking him.